Now, staying with health matters, and Ireland is at peak vaccine supply, the Oireachtas Health Committee was told today. However, the Health Service executive still continues to struggle with the effects of COVID-19 and the recent cyber attack. The chief executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, was at today's hearing. Gail Conway reports.
So far, we have 75% of our server state decrypted and 70% of our end user devices are now available.
HSE CEO Paul Reid updating an Oireachtas Health Committee on progress since the cyber attack on the 14th of May. Fine Gael Senator Martin Conway questioned Mr. Reid on the cost of the attack.
Can you estimate what the cost of the cyber attack is to date and what you estimate the cost into the future will be?
I think the immediate costs for us are certainly well over 100 million. That includes capital and revenue costs, and that is just to get us through this. You are correct, Senator. The other costs that we don't have costs just now are some of the clinical costs that we will need to in terms of service and service recovery. A lot of the local IT costs that will have to be put in place as part of this for better local IT security, strengthening resourcing all across our organisation and capacity and capability.
Mr. Reid also told the committee the HSE will establish a cyber security operations centre.
There are costs that we will have to incur in the future. When you look at the scale and size of our network, and I've worked on networks in previous career in different organisations, and many organisations would have a 24-hour monitoring centre, sometimes called a service operations centre or a network operations centre. Due to the scale of network, we will need to put in place a security operations centre to monitor our network on a much more comprehensive basis, 24 hours.
Mr. Reid said commitment remains to ring-fenced funds for recruitment and increasing bed capacity, while HSE Chief Information Officer Fran Thompson outlined funding for the Security Operations Centre.
Our intention is to put something in on an interim basis and then go out for a full procurement this year. Right? So we'll probably have two actually socks initially, one from Mandiant supporting us, okay, and one from our existing antivirus supplier. And then we'll go out for a proper security operations centre during the year. So it's our intention to go out this year, but all the costs will probably not incur till next year, but there'll be some costs this year for it.
Committee members also looked for an update on the vaccination programme.
We are at what we've described as the peak of the supply on the vaccination programme. So you'll be familiar, for last week we had over 340,000 vaccines administered. We have a good supply line for the next 2 weeks from both Pfizer and a projected supply line, committed supply line from Moderna. So another couple of weeks of well over 300,000.
Mr. Reid said in July, due to NIAC recommendations which limit the use of AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, the HSE will be restricted to the mRNA vaccines Pfizer and Moderna. This means that next month roughly 200,000 vaccines will be administered per week. HSE clinical lead of the COVID-19 vaccination programme, Damien McCallion, outlined to the committee what was projected and what was delivered.
We've received 118,000 Janssen so far, deputy, and there's over 70,000 administered up to a week ago. The balance is out with pharmacies now for over 50, so there's about 60,000 gone out. We have got one delivery. As Paul said, the original forecast in June was around 470,000. Because of the manufacturing problems in the US, that was revised down to a best case of 235 and a worst case of over 60,000. I would anticipate it being closer to that sort of worst case scenario based on the recent sort of feedback from Janssen.
The issue of restricted maternity hospital visits for patients' partners was also raised. Mr. Reid said that all maternity hospitals should be compliant with HSE maternity visitor guidelines. However, Senator John Lahart, Senator Gino Kenny, Senator Annie Hoey and Deputy Kyle Crowe all called for more clarity on maternity partner visit guidelines.
While I appreciate you responding to us in your opening statement, I just don't think it's strong enough.
No, the guidelines and the kind of facilitating kind of people to visit their loved ones in maternity hospitals should be kind of, you know, it shouldn't be so arbitrary.
Conor on May 10th said that there should be a return to pre-pandemic partner access. I'm just wondering, like, you know, there still seems to be mixed messages as to when that's actually going to happen.
I'm certainly getting a feedback from different units around the country that there's a different set of rules being applied compared to what we're being told publicly.
Dr. Colm Henry told the committee the guidelines are being updated again this week.
Gail Conway with that report.